It's Phil Henry Show, and our number is 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos is with us. He's with Falling Star Entertainment, I think it is. And we're talking here really about a service that you're providing, Jay. It's an interesting one because we saw the ad. You are recreating, reenacting the deaths of famous stars.
That's correct, Phil. And we've been doing it now for the last year. We've had great success with it.
Now, I'm curious to know why. You mentioned that you were at a party, your group. What do you have, troops of entertainers?
We have performers, actors, many people who are involved in the acting profession. We hire them on a spot basis, on a per-performance basis. We also do provide some catering as well, Phil. So we have a full-service party and catering service. But we do provide this little extra added bit of entertainment, which is our reenactments. And much the same way you see Civil War reenactments, we do these for parties. And we do these depicting the deaths of celebrities. Sort of answer some questions. We ask some questions. People, I think, find it very fascinating.
All right. Now, you said to me that you were hired to perform at, your group was hired to perform at the birthday party of an 11-year-old girl, right?
That's correct.
And do they pick?
That is correct, Phil. There is a list of the different reenactments that we do. As I mentioned to you, we reenact the death of Bob Crane, Sal Mineo, Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix, Natalie Wood, Dana Plato, Tennessee Williams, Janis Joplin, Mama Cass Elliott. We do these for theme parties, 60 parties. Or what have you.
And this family suggested that you reenact the death of Bob Crane.
Correct.
Now, here's my question. Why a mother and father would want you for the birthday party of an 11-year-old girl to reenact the beating death of a man?
Well, Phil, there's a lot of reasons. I think a lot of parents look around them in society. They see a lot of violence. They want to turn their kids away from the path of violence. I think responsible parents know what's going on. They see the violence that's being inflicted by a lot of these kids. This whole Columbine deal it took everybody by surprise. That's totally took the wind out of my sails as a parent, I can tell you that. And I look at that Columbine deal, and I know that I wanted to do something about it as a parent. And that whole thing that went on in Oregon and all Mississippi, you got these kids are bringing guns to school. So you want to alert kids to the dangers of violence. And I think that the parents know that. And so one of the things they want to do is trying to keep their kids from going down that path.
But, I mean, the parents hired you to reenact the beating death of Bob Crane.
That is correct, right.
To keep their kids away from violence?
Well, to show kids the dangers of violence. Violence is a dangerous thing. Apologies for it. That's the whole reason why I started Falling Star Entertainment, to educate. And to let kids know that it's not fun, violence is not fun. And let them know. And at the same time, they can have some fun. So they're in a birthday party situation. We have the cake, and we kind of plan it as a program. We have the cake. We have the presents. We open the presents, and then we go, and now, kids, here's a special presentation. We have some makeshift curtains. We open the curtains. There you see Bob Crane tied up and someone beating him with a lampstand and, saying things like, you're not such a big shot now, Hogan. Colonel Hogan, that kind of thing. And then he's beaten to death, and then we close the curtains. And I go, okay, are there any questions? That kind of thing.
So I mean, it seems so abrupt.
I'm sorry?
Well, see, it seems so. The curtains part, you beat a guy to death with a lampstand. The curtains close. Curtains close. And then you say, are there any questions?
Are there any questions? We just take questions, And the kids will ask us, what was that about? I mean, what did the guy do, et cetera, et cetera.
And well, what do you know about the death surrounding Bob Crane, the death of Bob Crane? What do you know about that?
Well, it's just stuff I read in the paper. I mean,
So in other words, you're not really answering any questions, are you? You're just the curtain parts. A guy gets beaten with a lampstand, and then the curtain closes.
No, we're showing, Phil, the results of violence. If you get violent, that's what's going to happen.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt if you get violent, you're going to get beat to death. I mean, there's just one of many things that can happen to you.
That's exactly right. So we show it to them. So we open it up. Guy gets, it's like we do a reenactment. We do a lot of 60s parties. We do a lot of 60s theme parties. And we get a very, very high request for Mama Cass. So that is also kind of a statement. The Bob Crane thing is a statement on violence. The Mama Cass thing is a statement on something else. And generally, people enjoy it.
Well, when you do a 60s theme party and you have the Mama Cass death, what is that?
Well, the party will say, okay, it's time now. We'll open the makeshift curtain. One of our actresses, a very heavy set, is laying in a bed. She takes a bite of a ham sandwich and then, sort of gags. and then just flops dead, and then we close the curtains. We'll go, okay, so that, you know, what do we learn from that?
And it, now, wait. So you have a fat woman laying in a bed. She takes a bite of a ham sandwich.
That bites the ham sandwich and then just, you know, gags and dies.
And then you close the curtains and say, what did we learn from this?
Well, that's just one of the things we do. I mean, so in other words, what we're trying to do is educate at the same time.
So you have a 60s theme. I'm just trying to get this, Jay. Just bear with me.
Certainly.
I got a 60s theme party, and tonight we present the death of Mama Cass Elliot. The curtain parts, a woman's eating a ham sandwich.
She gags on it.
Gags on it. And then dies, and then the curtains close.
That's right. And that is part of the 60s theme, a lot of the parties we do. See, a lot of these murder mystery parties, Phil, they are trying to solve the murder, but they're really, I don't think they're very compelling. We have ski lodge parties, and we are very, people love this. You got to understand.
Well, what are the ski lodges? See, in other words, I know the murder mystery parties. I've been to those, okay? And I know that you're saying that it's not compelling because you don't know who the victim really is, okay? But I'm just saying it seems as if it's perfunctory, and I don't know whether you're answering any questions.
Well, we do a ski lodge party. We try to be as current as we can. These are things.
What is the ski lodge party is what? Somebody who died on skis?
Well, what we did, we had a ski lodge party. We had a beautiful party. This was a couple's 40th wedding anniversary. Had a beautiful ski lodge party at Lake Tahoe. And I was the master of ceremonies. We really had a lot of fun. We had a fire going. Everybody had a nice hot drink. And I said, I direct your attention now to the window outside. And that's when we had an actor come down and hit a tree. And that was the Sonny Bono deal. And
you had an actor come down what, on skis?
Come down on thing and just hit a tree. And, you know, hit the snow. I said, ladies and gentlemen, the death of Sonny Bono. I direct your attention to the window, and a guy came down and hit the tree. I mean, what are you asking me? I don't know. Spotlight. We have a spotlight on him. So what we're doing, Phil, is we're trying to educate people to, you know, violence.
And you had a spot. So you had a spotlight following him down the hill.
Spotlight following down the hill, and then the guy hit the tree.
Well, let me ask you how it educates me to violence that Sonny Bono hit a tree.
It's violence. Violent acts beget violent acts. And that's all we're trying to say.
Man, how much do you charge?
Well, that depends on what you're asking for. Something like the beating death of Bob Crane is going to run you probably about $700-$800. The Sonny Bono deal is a little bit less, about $500, because all it takes is a guy hitting a tree. The Mama Cass thing is very easy, somebody just choking to death. We do a Salminio. That is complete with dialogue. If you have dialogue, like in the Bob Crane beating death, you know, if you're not such a big man now, Hogan, that's going to be a little bit extra money, because that's the speaking lines. As per union, you got to pay the actors more. Now, we do a Salminio stabbing death, and we do that for a bar mitzvah. This is about... Gosh, I guess it's about 6 months ago. It was a young boy's bar mitzvah, and we reenacted.
You reenacted the stabbing of Salminio during a bar mitzvah.
That's correct, right? And
well, did that have dialogue?
That did. You know, guy comes out of there's a Salminio walking down the alley. Guy comes out, says, "Give me your money." He gives him. He says, "Oh, four lousy greens. Well, what a cheap creep you are!" And he plants a blade in this guy, shanks him, and you know, Minio drops, and then the curtain comes together, and we have cake. I think the kids enjoy a lot of these things because, again, they're educational as to the violence. When you get to a Kurt Cobain, you need a lot of special effects. That'll run pretty high. And
so you reenact him blowing his brains out?
We do. Yes, sir.
All right. On the line with me is Jay Santos. The company is called Falling Star Entertainment, and they reenact the deaths of famous celebrities. You have heard him state that they reenacted for an 11-year-old's birthday party the beating death of Bob Crane. And for a bar mitzvah 6 months ago, Salminio's stabbing. And for a 60s theme party, they have a fat actress playing Mama Cass Elliot choking on a ham sandwich. You know what? I think people have too much disposable income. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, Jay Santos from Falling Star Entertainment, and what we have here is a company that does what, Jay? You'd say you reenact the deaths of famous stars.
No, Phil, it is a historical reenactment of some unsolved mysteries. And we do them for parties. And
well, what would you say to anybody who would say that this is nothing more than some kind of a sensational reenactment?
Well, Phil, if they say it's sensational, we spend an awful lot of money on reenacting. These actors are professional actors, so I would not say, you know, that it is a distortion or an exploitation at all. I mean, we take our job very seriously, and the time and trouble we put into the Bob Crane reenactment alone. I mean, you should have seen those kids. They were absolutely, they were stunned. And
so I just, it's kids, but I guess it's the parents' choice, but kids watching some guy getting beaten to death with a lampstand.
Yeah, but it's like I said, it warns them against violence.
San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hey, I just wanted to say two things. First of all, I can tell from the tone of this guy's voice that he is not serious about what he's telling you. He's giving this line about how well done it is, and this is all educational. But he sounds just like a carnival.
Well, I can tell you, sir, that we put an awful lot of time and effort into this.
Yeah,
we put all this effort into
Bob Crane. And how did you find out? You read a couple of newspaper articles. That's all the research
you did.
There's
a book that was written about this, Mr. Santos.
I'm sorry?
There was a book written about the death of Bob Crane. Did you read that?
And all he did was read a couple of newspaper articles.
Well, you know, the guy got hogtied and somebody, you know, bounced a trash can off his head. I don't know. I mean, the fact is that it warns kids about violence.
It warns them not to be a victim of violence.
What's wrong with that?
You mean somebody needs to know that they shouldn't want to be a victim of violence?
Well, I mean, we've got today all these kids are in this Columbine deal. I don't know about you, but that scared the hell out of me. As a parent, it scared the hell out of me.
They have absolutely no connection.
We're talking about the violent death of these professional actors and these performers who are beloved by so many different people. If you can show how bad it is, it's going to keep kids away.
Well, how does it keep a kid away from violence when you show Sonny Bono running into a tree?
Would you disagree that that's a violent death? I don't understand your question.
Was he being violent to the snow, so the snow retaliated by making him crash into a tree?
Well, the Sonny Bono one we did for a couple's 40th wedding anniversary. There's different ones that you do for different kinds of parties. You know? And for the kid party, yeah, we did the Bob Crane one.
You know, this just goes to show you that in this great country of ours, you can make a buck doing anything,
no matter
how stupid it is.
People have so much disposable income.
Well, you know, Mr. Ryan, you want to impugn what I do for a living, sir? What I do is I reenact. We do an Elvis Presley. We do a lot of them.
What is the Elvis Presley? He died in a bathroom.
That's right. And we do that in such a way that you go into the bathroom, there's a guy sitting on a toilet. And he's dead.
Did you answer this? Did the people who went to that 11-year-old's birthday party, did the other parents know ahead of time that this was going to happen?
Sir, I do not know.
Yeah.
Well, that's a very good question. I'd like to know, if I'm sending my kid to a birthday party, and all of a sudden, right after they serve the cake, they part the curtains, and there's a guy getting beaten to death with a lampstand.
Sir, that's the parents' responsibility. That's not mine.
You know, this is another example of how more and more in this country we think we have to shock to do anything. Athletes are doing it, you have to be shocking.
No,
TV,
sir.
You have to be shocking.
I think you're misreading me. It's not shock, it's education.
Well, it's shock when you're doing at 11. Your kid's 11-year-old birthday party.
Yeah.
I think it's got to be shock. I mean, for the 40th wedding anniversary, and you know what? Even though they're adults, I don't know why a couple celebrating their 40th wedding anniversary would want to watch a guy running into a tree on skis. What is that about?
That is part of our reenactment of the death of Sonny Bono.
Okay, happy 40th, baby, and now let's watch Sonny Bono die.
Mr. Andre, you may think it's stupid. Don't blame me for bringing lesson to the people. Well, you can laugh if you want to, sir. A lot of people avail themselves of it.
Right. A lot of people are giving you apparently a lot of money. There's a lot of stupid people out there.
Thank you very much for your call, sir. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, you choose to call my clients stupid. I choose to call them unique. I choose to call them discerning. I choose to call them people who want to do something a little bit different for their celebrating.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Tampa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I think this is really a novel idea, and I think it has a lot of application in what kids are facing today. In fact, now, are you, Jay, are you just out in California?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because I have a party coming up, and I'm wondering if you can do Sharon Tate.
Okay, so you're sarcastic or what?
No, no, I'm not sarcastic at all. I just think that that would really teach kids that following a character like Charles Manson is not a good thing.
Well, I think you're absolutely right.
So that's,
and that's something we probably probably want to look into then. And
so you would you'd like to show your kid Sharon Tate getting cut open? Is that it, sir? 86. Phil Henry Show here. Jay, your business sucks, okay? Because it brings out dumbasses, and I think that
Mr. Henry, I make a pretty good dollar reenacting.
Reenacting, guys getting beaten to death, and you have the Kurt Cobain one. Now, that would have been a real good one to show to those 11-year-old kids. What do you think?
Well, they could have bought it, but, you know, it's going to cost them a couple hundred more. They probably want the economy one. Bob Crane one's like $500, and Kurt Cobain's like $900. I know the family want to save some money. And
oh, I see. Okay, so they couldn't show the Kurt Cobain one. They had to go for the cut-rate Bob Crane one. I think it's a very, very diseased thing. I think there's people with a lot of disposable income. I think,
Mr. Henry, what we do in an affluent economy is try to educate.
And I think there's way, way, way too much time on people's hands with this kind of nonsense. And I can only hope and pray that in the future people do not avail themselves of something this sick. And I saw the brochure about the Elvis Presley. You can hire Mr. Santos's business for a 50s-style party, and all of a sudden you walk in to use the bathroom, and there's a guy dead on the toilet with his pants down around his ankles. Phil Henry's show at 1-800-449-8686. He also has a Lenny Bruce and a John Belushi, too. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. So when I mentioned what I mentioned about Anchorage, Alaska, we got a whole bunch of calls from people who weren't really in Anchorage, Alaska. So the answer to the question, are we on in Anchorage, Alaska, has got to be no. We got a radio station up there that apparently we got at least one valid call from a listener who said, well, she's got a sister up there, and she had her tune into the station, and they were running sports, running basketball or something. That's what I heard. I mean, I don't know. So, we're not on up there. I don't think. I can't say for sure, but it doesn't sound like we are. And that's fine. If you don't want to run the show, I'll pull it off your station. We'll put it someplace else. If I find out that you're preempting it for sports, you're tape delaying it, or you're playing any other game with this show on any radio station that we're on, we'll yank it and we'll put it someplace else. And I swear to God, it's going to happen. If I get the word. And it's not a threat, it's business. It's not a threat, it's business. This radio show will get run live in every single market that it's in, or I'll yank it. And if it means we've got to diminish the number of affiliates that we have in the short term, hey, that's just the way that we're going to do business. We've only been on the air for 4 months. Country's just getting to know our show. We're blowing people's minds. We're scaring them. I know. I've heard all the complaints. I've heard all of the comments. I've heard all of the kudos. I've heard it's a wonderful thing. It's a scary thing. It's a who the hell's this guy? Blah, 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 blah. All of those things combined. So we are playing that game. We're kind of wading through the thicket. We've got the rifle above our heads, man, and we're wading through the marsh. And we're just hunkering down. We're in our holes. We're waiting for them to drop that napalm. And, you know, we'll clear out when the time comes. But until the time comes, We're counting all of our ducks. We're making sure they're all in a row, man. We're going for a swim with Mom. I'm going to find out where we're on live, who's playing games, who's running it straight, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I understand that we're preempted for basketball in a couple of markets. That stuff I get. It's like when the website was live streaming Lionel's show. Did you hear about this, Craig? We got live audio streaming on our website. Well, the first night we went with our live audio streaming wasn't a Phil Hendry show. It was some guy named Lionel. As in Lionel Trains. As in, who's this guy and what's he doing on my... I mean, he's probably a very nice guy. I don't mean to make a comment on, you know, but what's he doing on my website, right? Somebody's screwing up. Somebody playing a couple of games here. Somebody, you know, I'm just saying. I'm not, maybe I'm paranoid, and if I am, you know, forgive me, all right? It's the nature of the beast. But if I find out that I got some affiliates out there that are playing it cute with this show, tape delaying this thing and running it overnight, hey, guess what? Goodbye. Because this show's going to run live. This show is going to build. This ain't no Mary Madeline. This ain't no Oliver North. This ain't no throwaway show. This show is the new cutting edge. Whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, this show is the future of talk radio. This show's the future of radio. This is the new theatricality in radio. This is the new performance art in radio. And this show is going to run live. And if you think you're going to yank it because you think it's a piece of crap and it ain't going to go no place, that's fine. That's not, it's, you know, whatever you want to do, all right? We'll just move on down the row someplace else. But as long as you got the radio show on your radio station, it's going to run the way I want it to run, or it ain't going to run at all. And I don't care. I don't care if it means I only got one affiliate, two affiliates, three. Doesn't make any difference to me. Now, as I said, and I said this about an hour ago, where are our Anchorage listeners? Do we have a radio station in that town caring? Last thing I found, I heard anyway, man, there was a radio station on our affiliate list in Anchorage, Alaska. But guess what? There ain't nobody up there calling. Now, you could say there ain't nobody up there listening, but guess what? That ain't realistic either. The fact is, it's probably not airing on the radio station it's supposed to be airing on, because I got nobody calling in from up there, which means to me, says to me, it's not being run on the station that is supposed to be running it. Now, I could be wrong. I could be very wrong. If I am, I apologize. But we're going on now an hour, man, and we haven't not one credible call from Anchorage, Alaska. So whatever, it's okay. It's only one market, and it's not going to kill me. But it's fair warning to anyone, friend and foe alike. You know, as President Kennedy said, let the word go out from here to friend and foe alike that the torch has been passed to a new generation of asshole. And I are him. And this radio show will run live because they do a lot of this cutesy poo. You know what I'm talking about. You know, when they pick up a show, man, you need some overnight fill. Hey, run this show. You can tape it, delay it. You can run it whenever you want. You can run 1 hour here and 2 hours there. They wanted to pull that crap in Chicago. We wouldn't let them. Well, you know what we'll do? We'll take 1 hour fill live and we'll 2 hours tape. No. Ain't going to happen. And we'll have him on, you know, in the middle of the night and nope. This is just something that you have to work toward. I'm not trying to set up any confrontation. Just something that you work toward. Something that you know that you need. Something you know that you want for your show. So when they say to me, well, Phil, we got to do this. Like I said, I'm sorry. You know, here's the job. The job is the show runs live in every single market that it's in. Live. Well, it's one guy, he wants to tape, delay it, and run. No, it's not going to happen. See, that's what was happening in Salt Lake City. They wanted to tape it and run it the next night. And we very politely said, we want it to run live, and they very politely said, okay, that sounds good. What difference does it make? You run the run at the same time. Now, I know they have special problems in Salt Lake City. We're on at 7. They wanted us to start at 7, so they taped the last hour. They run that at 7, and then they run 2 hours. That's fine. I understand. So that it will conform to the programming needs of our station in Salt Lake City. But we're not going to have this game where it's tape delayed. Got any Anchorage calls there, Mike? I'm getting a big thumbs down from not a one. I'm going to go in tomorrow. I'm going to talk to whoever I need to talk to. I'm going to say, just exactly what is this station in Anchorage, Alaska? And they'll make a phone call, and then we'll find out what we need to find out. And we'll proceed from there. Maybe I should keep my big mouth shut. What do you think, Craig? We'll find out what we need to find out, and then we will say, thank you, sayonara, see you later. Well, we're on someplace else. So, well, you know what, Phil? That means you're not going to be on in Alaska. Well, all right, I'm not on in Alaska. We'll just have to move on down the road. How about British Columbia? Maybe we'll pick up some of those Aleuts up there. Maybe we'll get up in a freaking Eskimo plantation. I don't know what, man. Get some guy in a fur cap and an igloo listen to me. Whatever. We'll bust in somehow. But this stuff really bothers me. And weren't you telling me, though, now I found out that we are in Hawaii. We got a couple of calls last night. But this crap, when they try to pull this cutesy poo with me, well, you know what, the show just ain't for us. Well, we got to, you know, they got a contract. They got to run the show. All right, well, let me know. I don't want anybody protecting me from the reality of what's going on. I want to know whether we're on or not. You know what, Phil? They ran your show for 2 weeks. It sucks so hard. I mean, the audience just couldn't be more bored, so they've pulled that thing off the air in Anchorage. Okay, fine. Hit me with your hit me with the truth, the best shot, the double shot. Lay it on me. And where else? We held them for weeks without a call from Louisville. Apparently we're being aired in Louisville. That's fine. Weeks without a phone call from those guys, and that's cool. See, I'm like Big Brother. I'm watching, man. I ain't worked this long and this hard. I gotta keep my eyes open. I haven't worked this long and this hard. Do you honestly believe that I have worked 26 years of my life? Blood, sweat, and tears, man. Do you think that I have scratched and clawed and just shoveled my way out of manure pile after manure pile to reach this point in my career to have somebody screwing with me? And do you think you're going to get away with it? You think you're dealing with a cherry? 26 freaking years, man. There isn't a trick I don't know. And I've been watching this syndication game for the last 10 years since it became all the rage in radio to get your show up on the bird. Okay, that's good. I've been watching how it works. So the guys that demand respect, they get it. The guys that are just grateful to be on a radio station, and they allow them to misuse and abuse and relocate and sublimate and subsume their show and bust it up and truncate it and run it any day part, any hour, just all over the freaking board. You know, 1 hour here and another hour there. And they're just happy as hell, man, that they're on a busted whistle Yukon, the Northwest Territory. Those guys, they wind up getting walked over. And it still doesn't do any good. They're still going to pull your show in 6 months or whatever. Ah, they found something else. They found something cheaper. They found something they can barter. They found whatever the excuse is. Not here, not now, not this guy, not this kid here. The show, do you remember that outtake of Paul Anka that we had? The guys get shirts. He was all pissed off because the guys were wearing T-shirts in his band. So he kept saying, the guys get shirts. He was all bummed out because guys are wearing T-shirts on stage. He said, listen to me. The guys get shirts. Well, my mantra is the show runs live. The show runs live. None of this tape delay cutesy poo, baby. The show runs live. And on the East Coast, it's 10 o'clock. On the West Coast, it's 7 o'clock. Mountain Time's all over the freaking place there. And now if you want to tape it and run it again, they do it in Miami. I think they do it in Green Bay. That's great. Green Bay and Miami, they run a show live at night, then they replay it in the middle of the day. Like Miami runs it like, I don't know, 9 to noon, and Green Bay we're on from, I think, 11 to 2. That's great. But at least one point in the day, the show's running live. And if we got to start scratching stations off of the list, it's going to start, and it'll be a slow, long haul, and I understand. I'm in it for the long haul, Jim. Okay, I got it. I'm all set. I'm Y2K compliant. Okay, it's the Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Thanks to Joe Escalante from Kung Fu Records for coming by, for donating generously the time and the energies of Kung Fu Records of duplicating the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 1999 CD, and he left me with some beautiful pieces of their work. Blink 182, the soundtrack to Glory Days, No Stars, Just Talent, kind of a Kung Fu anthology, The Vandals, Blink 182, Apocalypse Hoboken, The Ataris, Big Wig, Assorted Jelly Beans, and Longfellow. And we also have an Assorted Jelly Beans CD, an Atari CD, which Joe said to me is probably the cleanest of the things that we do, so you can play that for your kids. I think, thanks a lot, Joe. You mean the rest of it I can't? He said, well, pretty much. And this one is Christmas with the Vandals. So this is great, man. We got to close the show out with something from these particular CDs. In the meantime, Mike Schaefer, who produces our show, has gone onto our website, philhenryshow.com, to find out which our affiliate is in Anchorage, Alaska. Once we find that out, we'll try to get into the yellow pages, the white pages up there, find out what the number is, call them, see if we can get into the studio, knock on the back door, kick in a window, go in there, probably find a guy spread eagle on the floor or something, face down with a push-up in his hand. His hair all mussed up and a couple of the, you know, something burned out, some bank of tubes or patch cords on fire. Who knows, man? Maybe the station's off the air. Some guy just called and said something else that frightened the hell out of me. Some guy called and said, you know, your 1-800 number, 1-800-449-8686. Well, for some reason in Alaska, a lot of those numbers don't work. Get a load of them apples. So that means that I'm sitting here running my big, fat Mick trap, some guy frantically trying to call me from Alaska and he can't get through because the 1-800 line don't work out of there. And that's possible. Some guy has gotten out of his car, he's walking over, stamping his feet all the way to a phone booth in Anchorage where it's 100 below, he's wearing one of those Russian aviator hats, he's grabbing his shoulders, he's in the phone booth, he's fumbling with a quarter, he's asking for directory assistance, he's asking for an international operator, somebody help him somehow, they're going to find this guy tomorrow morning. Find the guy tomorrow morning in his truck. He was hugging his dog for heat just so he could get on the phone, call me, and say, yes, you big, fat mouth Mick, where you're on, okay? Shut up already. He's in his truck hugging his dog, trying to get some body heat going. The police discover him. It's a tragic story. 5 o'clock news. 15. The guy's dead. He's blue. His eyes half-lidded. He looks like Hedy Lamarr, and my show's on the air. So my show's on the radio. That's all I know. And it's me just screaming, and the cop's going, oh, he's listening to that crap. No wonder he's dead. That's what killed him. Okay, Mike Schaefer's run back into the studio. And I think we've got a word here. In a moment, we'll take a phone call. We've got people holding. Forget it. We are off the air. I'm getting the message now. Go ahead and type it up on the screen, Mike. It's going to be okay. I'll read it. Chris is getting the info for us. Please shut your fat... please stand by. Screw you. Yo mama too. Love, Mike. Huh. Got it. 1-800-449-8686. Santa Rosa, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Good.
I love your program up here. I lived in Anchorage for a while, and they have a problem pulling your show in.
What problem is that?
Well, the problem is... Bluey! Bluey! Bluey!
What?
Bluey! Kablooey! Kablooey!
What do you mean, kablooey?
Kablooey! Kablooey! Blooey!
What are you doing?
I'm cranking your show.
You're cranking my show? Are you trying to say Baba Booey?
Bluey!
Baba Booey.
Blue me. He blew me.
No, it's not he Baba Booey.
Jesus, it's what?
Baba, if you're going to crank my show, crank it properly. Baba Booey.
Bam-doo-booey.
All right, we're going to have to wait for that lady to get it right. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. The Anchorage radio station we're supposedly on is...
Bow-booey.
Is, she's trying to crank me. It's Baba Booey, lady, okay?
Boo-hoo-boo-boo-hoo-booey.
Jesus. It's KADX 94.7 FM. All right, having ascertained that...
Mountain Dewey.
Having ascertained that...
Bow-wow-wooey.
Baba Booey! You got it?
What?
Baba Booey!
Now, boo-booey? Boo-hoo-wooey?
Having ascertained that, are you going to try to get a phone number, Mike? Get a phone number and place the call.
Boo-nooey. Newey and Scruggs.
And place the phone call and see what those cats are up to, man. Maybe somebody up there will answer the phone.
Who?
You done?
What?
Baba Booey. Just say Baba. Booey.
Louie.
So anyway, Mike is placing the phone call.
Crab Louie. Crab Gluey.
Mike's placing the phone call right. Hang up on her, will you? Mike's placing the phone call now, and we'll try to get through to somebody up there. This is like trying to contact Ice Freaking Station Zebra. What is this, a radio show, man? Or am I trying to contact something under the ice at the North Pole? Is it the thing with James Arness? It's like we're trying to contact Amelia Earhart. All I want to know is whether or not we're on the air in Alaska, whether our affiliate is up and running, and I'm getting radio signals from Wiley Post.
Come in, Alaska.
Man, you'd think that I'm talking to Colonel Kurtz in the Cambodian jungle. Are we on in Alaska? We don't know. Mike's placing the phone call now.
I saw a snail crawling along the edge of a straight razor. That's my dream. That's my nightmare.
All right, so we'll find it. Ring, ring. You're calling the request line. There's some jackass. You know what's happening right now? The guy's having a big fat one, got his feet up, watching some, who knows what, History Channel reruns. He ain't going to answer that phone. Hey, dude, if we're on Alaska, answer the phone. We're ringing right there. We're ringing the request line right now. We're going to request some Blink-182, okay? Of course, it might be the business line that's ringing. You might ask them for the whatever. Okay, enough about this bull crap. Jesus, you talk about burning up a good half hour. Oh, whatever. Anyway, if you'd like to order our Best of the Phil Henry Show CD online, do it, philhenryshow.com. It's philhenryshow.com. It's 30, it's how much? $23.50, $20 for the CD, $3.50 shipping and handling. To date, we have raised $72,000 for my friend's place.